I actually did get stuck in Lodi, but it was by choice. And I'm so glad I did, as it was a pleasure to hang around and explore one of California's best-kept secret destinations for a few days, a place I'd never been to before. Lodi has been a major producer of wine for more than a century, but it's just now being recognized as a truly world-class fine wine producer. This is the home of the legendary Seven Deadly Sins. Even though Lodi is just down the road from Sacramento, it's amazing how many people miss the turnoff to a truly special California wine seeker destination, and those in search of cool microbreweries and local favorite diners too. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting from Lodi, where we visit with Russ Munson, general manager of the 66-room Wine and Roses Hotel, Restaurant, Spa, and Event Center. Once again, it's a destination you'd expect to find in Napa or Sonoma, but in Lodi, it's a treasured treat of a destination for locals and couples from the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond in search of an off-the-beaten-path getaway.
My name is Russ Munson. I'm the general manager and managing partner of Wine and Roses Hotel, Restaurant, and Spa.
In the town of Lodi, California.
Lodi, California, yes. I grew up here. I was born in 1947. Been here just about all my life other than San Jose State and military service in the U.S. Navy. I was a pilot and flew A-7s.
So you're back home now, and what got you to get involved in the hospitality world?
Well, originally I was in development and working within the valley here and being this my hometown. When I came back, we saw a need in this area for a facility like Wine and Roses is today, and we envisioned this many years ago, going back to the around 1985 when the house here, which was a family estate, was purchased by a local realtor. Her name is Chris Cromwell. She had a vision and created the property here as a 10-room bed and breakfast, and it operated for about 15 years. And as the town grew, we needed to do something else, and we always had the vision of building a place for our family and friends and relatives that were coming to Lodi, because we didn't have those facilities available at the time. And in doing so, we sat here and envisioned what you see today.
So it really is a whole destination resort in the sense that you have sprawling grounds and gardens and pool.
Yeah, it's become that. But when we started, it was kind of a coincidence that the Lodi Appellation was looking to grow at that time. It had gone through about 15 years of its evolution and creation and really needed some identity. We got together with them back in 1999 and made a commitment to build a facility that would house their offices and their tasting rooms. And that was the beginning. First building was built and finished in 2000, and then we built a ballroom to accommodate our business here, which was a lot of business meetings, weddings, and different events that we would have, so we could work through the winter rather than just the summer.
That's really cool. And there really isn't any other property like this in the Lodi area, is there?
No, but there are properties with a lot of history that are in the county, but we're restricted from developing in the county due to the Farm Bureau and the preservation of the farm ground in this area. If there's potential in some of the smaller little towns that I've looked at, but not yet, but there could be.
Let's talk about the real draw here in Lodi, and on one level, it's very much wine. It's blowing up as far as recognition around the country and around the world.
Yes, we have over 100,000 acres of grapes. Sometimes I say 120,000 acres of grapes here. And we had the development of so many more wineries. We only had about 8 wineries here in 1999. Now we have 85 to 100 that are here that have been developed and approximately 35 tasting rooms. So it's brought people from all over the world to support the wine industry, to support the distribution. We go overseas. So I see people from all countries coming in here all the time. And we never envisioned it as a destination location, but it's become one in spite of ourselves.
When I think of wine tasting in California, for obvious reasons, I immediately think of Napa, Sonoma, maybe Paso. But Lodi is very much on the radar now as a getaway, even for Californians from the Bay Area or Los Angeles.
Absolutely. I went to school at San Jose State in the 60s. we went to Napa all the time. It was great. But Lodi, the appellation, is just like Napa was in the 60s. We have smaller wineries. We're evolving. Affordable. We don't charge $35 for a tasting in a tasting room. And our wines are getting better and better all the time. We have great winemakers that have come to work with our wineries. There's a lot more people who can afford to come to Lodi than can afford to go to Napa. As beautiful as Napa is, I think we have a region in itself with its own identity.
Without traffic jams.
Without traffic jams. You can get around to most wineries here in 10 to 15 minutes with no problem. And they totally surround the Wine and Roses property. We're right in the heart. In fact, this appellation is probably the only one that I know of that has a wine and visitor center that you introduces people to the region and gives them all the knowledge of the region and where the wineries are, and coordinates all their advertising as well and the public events that we have.
Let's talk about history of Lodi as a grape growing area, because it goes way back, doesn't it?
Actually, Lodi started with a lot of watermelons. And then got into grapes, and that the history here has been great. We not only have the grapes, but we have a lot of almonds, we have walnuts, we have a lot of row crops, but predominantly vineyards and orchards now, and that's what we're famous for.
But your first grapes were planted right after the gold rush.
I believe so. I think actually the first known vineyard here was probably back in the 1850s.
Was it Mondavi and Woodbridge? There were some big boys here, and a lot of your grape growing production wasn't to be turned into wine right here necessarily.
What was really interesting, a lot of the farmers were in co-ops. Eastside Winery was one of the original co-ops that all the farmers worked with, and then Gallo came in down in Modesto, only 45 minutes away, came in and started buying more and more grapes all the time and gave contracts to the farmers. So basically they didn't have to wait 2 years out to get their profits. They doubled up in that first year where they got contracts. And then Mondavi was here too with Woodbridge Winery, and they were able to get their contracts paid immediately when they produced the juices.
And that still goes on today, both Gallo and Mondavi.
Yeah, Gallo, Mondavi was purchased by Constellation, which is the leader in the industry right now in this area. We also have Trinchero or Sutter Home, which has just come to Lodi. They buy most of their fruit here. So they've just moved their full operation here for bottling and crushing over the last 5 to 6 years.
So that explains the massive acreage under cultivation for grapes in the county.
I believe so, because we're bottling more here. We're also providing wine for the majors who distribute all over the world.
Russ, before we go, let's loop back to Wine and Roses and being the place to stay for wedding people and even business meetings and whatnot. Tell us what you have here and feel and style.
Well, we have built 66 rooms. We have a full spa and meeting and wedding facilities that we've created over the last 16 years. In doing so, we really envision a place for the community first to come and visit and utilize our facilities. We have a beautiful Hutchins Street Square downtown as our community center, but again, you still need places to stay, and this is what is evolved here, places to stay.
You're right in town.
We're not that far from downtown, so it works well. We have Lodi Lake, which is just a quarter of a mile away, which provides opportunity for kayaking and all kinds of boating.
Very cool. Russ, for further information, website?
Yes, we have our website, winerose.com. It'll have all the information on the facility and the services we provide, and it's quite extensive, so please go and take a look at it.
Very cool. Thanks, Russ Munson, the owner, managing partner at Wine and Roses. Love it.
Great. Hey, thank you, Tom.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.